Next Tuesday, there's an event happening at IBM in Dublin. Purple Unicorn, IBM Skills Build and Logitech are hosting the Celebrating Compassion in Action event. And Purple Unicorn, and that's purple without an E at the end, was founded in 2019 by Dina Viapuri, who is from Mauritius originally but has made Listowel her home. And she believes that displaced migrants have valuable skills and experience which can be of benefit to employers here in Ireland. So Purple Unicorn runs upskilling programs for migrants and works with tech companies to try and get these people who've completed the programs into employment. So to tell us more about this and to talk to us about next Tuesday's event, I'm joined now on the line by Dina Viapuri. Dina, good evening. You're very welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
No problem at all. There's an event next Tuesday. Now, maybe before we get talking about the event, you might talk to us about Purple Unicorn and what exactly you do.
Okay, so Purple Unicorn was set up back in 2019. And the idea behind it is to reskill displaced migrants who are actually in Ireland within the emerging technologies. So we would reskill them within AI, machine learning, cybersecurity, data analytics, and web development. And that would be for anyone who is from the displaced migrant community, and that's all of Ireland.
Okay. And I presume that came from your work in your company, TechFinder. You know, that's what you do. You work with people, looking for jobs in the tech sector.
Yeah, I mean, the actual idea originated from the work that was I was actually doing, which I'm actually, I do is within cybersecurity. So at the time, I had a particular request on bringing, encouraging more women within cybersecurity. And when I was kind of looking at that, and obviously I knew there was on one side there's a gap, a talent gap, and then on the other side we also have women who are underrepresented within the cybersecurity industry. So I kind of started doing something about it, and I started a pilot project. So the first pilot was called Cyber for Women, and I looked at untapped talent, and my focus would have been migrant women in Ireland, and I started that project at the time. So on the back of that, I noticed, you know, there was when I actually started the pilot, I could only take 10 on the pilot, but I had over 100 applicants. So, and all of them would have had a degree or a prior education and third level education. And I kind of knew, you know, this is an area where I wanted to do a little bit more work. And so, yeah, then I set up Purple Unicorn on the back of that and continue on my work.
And the event you're hosting on Tuesday, it's going to be at the IBM facility in Dublin. It's called Celebrating Compassion in Action. So can you tell us what will be happening on the day?
Okay, so IBM Skills Build is our partner, and for Purple Unicorn, so all our learners would be using the IBM Skills Build platform. So on the day, we are talking about, you know, our partnership with IBM Skills Build, but also we are sharing success stories of learners who have actually done the program and are working, and we have already working within the sector. And also just to showcase, you know, like it can be done, but also looking at putting it out there that there are individuals out there in the displaced migrants who actually are more than capable of working, you know, within tech, and giving them that opportunity. But on the other hand, we have partner clients of Purple Unicorn, like Logitech, who actually came on board to hire our learners, and they will be sharing, you know, their success stories. So we also have a panel discussion about how technology is helping displaced migrants. And also the other keynote we have, one of IBMers actually will be speaking about their Tech for Good programs, and that would be a focus of how they are fighting against human trafficking. So there's a keynote on this, which is actually really interesting to see how you're using technology in different aspects, you know, within that space, mm-hmm. which is great.
And there will be a woman who has gone through the program and she is now working mm-hmm. in tech. She'll be telling her story.
Yeah, exactly. So she will be telling her story, her background, where she came from, as in her studies, and then how she went through the program. And she's now employed with Logitech, and she's working within the cybersecurity team. And so she'll be talking about this. And then we have another learner who just completed her customer service program. She will be opened for us to place her. She's open to go start working now. So, but with the idea of having one person who's completed and is working, and then we have another one who's actually completed but will be going to the job market now, is to showcase the passion that they have for the program they're doing and also what they have to offer to potential employers. Mm-hmm. So it's good to see both, stories. Yeah.
And there'll be a panel discussion then about how tech companies can help displaced migrants.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. So this is actually looking at not just hiring. One of the panelists will be talking about how they implemented the program, what they are doing. And then we have another panelist, she will be discussing about what tech companies can do in terms of, there's a lot of digital poverty when we talk about upskilling displaced migrants. So there's more to it that is a stopping block for them. So the likes of, they don't have laptops or iPads to learn, or there's they don't have proper internet to connect to do all the online learning. So they'll be talking on that end, what they think tech companies could do to help more.
And when it comes to the kind of businesses you're trying to target, you're trying to get to take part in this, are you just looking at the larger tech companies, or are you looking at the smaller kind of ones as well?
We are kind of looking for any size company, really. They're not really the major ones. Actually, I feel the startup would benefit as well, and SMEs would benefit of our programs. So we do work with smaller companies and also multinationals. The way we're going to work with them is, they tell us, you know, what they're trying to achieve and how they're trying to implement that within their hiring strategy, and then we work with them, whatever it is that they're looking for, right? So we on target this year to upskill 200 displaced migrants, and we are currently have about 4 programs running, and we have another 4 programs in the next 2 quarters. And in that, you have IT support, you have customer service. We have web development ongoing at the moment, and data analytics ongoing at the moment. When they do talk to us, they come and tell us, okay, we will need so many, say, IT support, and then we work with them.
We hear the whole time there's a huge shortage, you know, of people to work in the tech sector. So it's a no-brainer, really, for companies to kind of get involved and to take people who have completed these programs, because they have the skills and you're giving them the assistance to take on these people.
Exactly. I think a lot of time what happens is companies do want to do good, but sometimes they don't know how to go about it. They don't have access to the outreach program to do that. And it's good to actually partner with an organization like Purple Unicorn, because we are already working with the other organizations that support and have an outreach of displaced migrants. And then we do this screening, so we know who we put on the courses and the program. They will complete and they are suitable for the role that they will go out to work on. It's not just upskilling, but there's a whole screening process before we actually put anyone in the program to make sure when they complete, they are right for the job as well.
Okay. And you're working with people and businesses all over the country?
Yes.
Okay. And you're based out of the RDI hub in Killorglin?
Exactly. Yeah.
And if people want to find out more information about either the event next Tuesday or about Purple Unicorn in general, where is the best way to do that, or where is the best way to go?
Okay, so we do have a website, and you'll also find for the event. The event is advertised on LinkedIn. It's also on Eventbrite. You can connect with me on LinkedIn, on through our website, and we'll be all over the place.
I'll share the link on our In Business Twitter account and on the Radio Kerry LinkedIn account as well, just for the event and for Purple Unicorn in general, if people want to go on there and have a look at it as well.
Okay. That would be brilliant.
Well, look, Dina, we're going to leave it there. Thanks so much for joining me, and look, continued success to Purple Unicorn, and the very best of luck with the event next Tuesday.
Thank you so much for having me.